In the spiritual life, we all know that simplicity, sincerity, determination, and so forth are of paramount importance. A sincere seeker of the Absolute Supreme has come to realize that his simplicity is not sufficient. He needs sincerity along with simplicity. Then he comes to realize that his sincerity is not enough. He needs determination as well to make improvement and to proceed forward in spiritual life. Then he comes to realize his determination is not enough. Along with his determination, he needs God's grace, continuous grace. And then he comes to realize God's grace is not enough. On his part, he needs receptivity. If he does not have receptivity in abundant measure, then God's grace will not be able to operate in and through him in God's own way. Then, after he has achieved receptivity, he feels the need of gratitude, a gratitude heart. Without gratitude heart, he cannot acquire receptivity in its fullest measure. And then gratitude needs something else. Gratitude needs perfection. Oneness perfection. Without oneness perfection, gratitude feels incomplete. And then oneness perfection needs satisfaction, delight. If oneness perfection is wanting in satisfaction, delight, then oneness perfection feels that it is not complete. A sincere seeker feels in the inmost recesses of his heart a garden, and then he feels that his own heart has become a flower garden. Then this flower garden desires to speak to God, and it has three special languages: beauty, purity, and fragrance. When it speaks to God in the language of beauty, God smiles and smiles at the seeker. And then when the same seeker uses the language of purity, when he talks to God in the language of purity, God blesses him with his transcendental blessings. Then, when the same seeker speaks to God in the language of fragrance, fragrance from his heart garden, God embraces him with what he has and what he is, his own infinity's delight. Unfortunately, all the seekers are not sincere and not faithful. Doubt captures their mind, and then they lose faith in their own spiritual life. At this point, the sincere ones, the fellow travelers, try to help the seekers who are assailed by doubt. The sincere ones say to the insincere ones, or doubtful ones, let us say doubtful ones, if you have faith, an iota of faith, even for a fleeting second, do you think God will deny his grace to you, his boundless grace? If you have an iota of love for a fleeting second, how will God deny his own love, which will come in the form of his boundless blessings to you? If you truly need God's presence, how can God deny his presence to you? For are you not his own vision? Are you not his own reality, which is blossoming day by day for his own satisfaction? The sages of the Upanishads, the Vedic seers of the holy past, offered the most sublime message. Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotir gamaya mrittur ma amritam gamaya. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. Here, the inner significance of this lofty message is this. O Lord Supreme, the world of pleasure is trying to bind me at every moment. Do not allow the pleasure life to conquer me. Unreal is the pleasure life. So remove the unreal pleasure life from me. Give me the life of true joy, which you have and which you are. Do grant me the real life. Lead me from the unreal to the real, and your real life is joy, boundless joy. Do grant me your boundless joy. Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, from darkness lead me to light. Here, O Supreme, darkness is blinding my vision. And I allow darkness to cover me, my entire existence. But darkness quite often tempt me. It comes to me in the form of temptation. And I do not see through darkness. And this darkness blinds my vision, my future reality, my perennial reality existence. It blinds. So, Supreme, do not allow. Please do not allow darkness to blind my vision. What I need from you is your light. Light, moonlight, abundant light, infinite light I need from you so that I can grow into your very image. Mittur ma amritam gamayo, lead me from death to immortality. What is death? Death is a force that delays the seeker's journey. The seeker is a pilgrim. He wants to walk along eternity's road. In order to walk along eternity's road, he has to dive deep within constantly. He has to march forward constantly. And again, he has to fly up high, higher, highest, constantly. Death delays his journey's progress. And a seeker knows that he has many, many things to do here on earth, there in heaven. And here he has to realize the highest. He has to manifest the highest here on earth. This is the promise his soul made to the Absolute Supreme before it entered into the earth arena. Now, when death comes and it captures the seeker, it delays his pilgrimage, it delays its Godward journey, it delays its God realization, it delays its God manifestation.